after Mass, we're going to be giving the sacrament of confirmation, a very special time for those who are become soldiers of Christ. When I was confirmed back in 1966, it was the bishop's custom to ask the confirmandi, those to be confirmed, ask them questions. Should I do that today? I don't think so. The reason is that you get very scared when you have to ask questions in front of everybody. So when I was confirmed, there was about 120 kids confirmed. And I was in the third row. And what I did is I kind of scooched down real low so the bishop couldn't see me. I hid behind this kid in front of me so he couldn't see me. Because I didn't want the bishop calling on me. Even if I knew the answers, to stand up in front of everybody in the church, that was scary. But no, we aren't going to review confirmation, the sacrament of confirmation, and we're not going to ask any questions. So you can all go, what is the sacrament of confirmation? Sacrament of confirmation is that sacrament by which we become soldiers of Christ, strong and perfect Christians and soldiers of Christ. We're going to receive the Holy Ghost in a very special manner. And the Holy Ghost will come with an increase of God's life in our soul, sanctifying grace. God's life will increase in our soul when we're confirmed. We also receive a special sacramental grace to be a soldier of Christ to strengthen us in the practice of our faith. Now, as you know, you studied this, I'm sure, we give the sacrament of confirmation by imposing our hand on your head. Imposition of hands. That's what we read of in the Acts of the Apostles. St. Peter and St. John went to Samaria, and the people were baptized, but they weren't confirmed. So they did the imposition of hands. We also know that besides the imposition of hands, there is the anointing of the forehead with chrism. Why do we anoint the forehead? Because your forehead is what everybody sees. It's the dominant part of your body. And we do it in the sign of the cross to show that we should be unafraid to let everyone know that we are a follower of Christ. We anoint your forehead in the sign of the cross with sacred chrism. Chrism is made up of olive oil and balsam, blessed by the bishop on Holy Thursday. The olive oil signifies strength of soul. The balsam is a very sticky, thick liquid, and has a very beautiful smell, a beautiful aroma to it. And that signifies the sweet odor of refreshment of life. When we live our faith, when we practice virtue, especially the virtue of charity, that's attractive. That has it's like a sweet odor that people like to smell. You ever smell something like flowers blossoming in the spring? You're like, boy, that's a nice smell. You smell a flower or rose, but it has a nice aroma to it. When we practice our faith, when we live our faith, we exude the sweet odor of a Christian life. So we anoint your forehead with chrism and the sign of the cross, and we say, I sign you with the sign of the cross, that you can confirm me with the chrism of salvation, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And at that moment, an indelible mark is placed on your soul as a soldier of Christ. After confirmation, we give you a slight slap on the cheek, and we say, Pax Deo, peace be to you. The slapping on the cheek, not too hard, represents that we should be ready and willing to suffer for our faith. And it's not a contradiction when the bishop says, peace be to you, and slaps you on the face. When we suffer for Christ, when we suffer for our faith, God gives us a peace of soul that the world cannot give. You know, we read in the gospel for today about Jesus promising the Holy Ghost to his apostles. And our Lord tells his apostles, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to suffer. Even is going to be so that they're even going to think that you're worshiping God by putting you to death. How totally erroneous people are going to think. But we remember when we think of confirmation, and we think of the gifts of the Holy Ghost, we especially think of fortitude, being strong in your faith. Now, at the time of confirmation, those who are sponsors put your right hand on the right shoulder of the person being confirmed, and that shows your sponsorship. And the reason why the church has sponsors is so that you can pray for them and exhort them to the practice of their faith. Now, with regard to confirmation, let's remember this. Our Lord instituted a sacrament because he knows we need his help. We're all weak. We have temptation. The devil uses the things of this world to lead us away from God. But it's not like God has left us without the helps and necessary means to overcome temptation and to lead a good life and to keep God's commandments. He instituted the sacraments, these external signs, but those external signs signify the grace given to the soul. As you become soldiers of Christ, be determined, I'm going to keep God's commandments. I'm going to receive the sacraments fervently, and I'm going to pray my prayers every day. Remember, as a soldier of Christ, soldiers fight in a battle. And what is this battle we're fighting in? The salvation of our soul to get to heaven. And it's a battle. We have the devil out there trying to lead us away from God. Using the things of this world around us, and we also have our fallen human nature. Because of original sin, Adam's original sin, we have that inclination to sin. Well, God's here to help us in our weakness. And I'd like to end on this note. Prior to the Feast of the Ascension, we had the Rogation Days, and there was a beautiful gospel for one of the Masses. The Mass of Rogation. It said, our Lord's exhorting people, not just his time, but he's exhorting all of us. He says, what parents out there, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, will you hand them a stone? They're eating this kid. Or if they ask for an egg, you can hand them a scorpion. Or if they ask for a fish, the hand of a serpent, of course not. And our Lord's using this point. He's saying, if you, who are sinful and weak, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will God give to those who ask him? God's our loving Father in heaven, and he will always hear our prayers. And as we have said before, we're going to say it again. The neat thing about prayer is we can pray to God anywhere, anytime. No matter where we're at, what we're doing, we can always lift our heart, mind, and soul to God and ask for his help. And not only that, God is always ready and willing to hear us. No matter how desperate, how down in the dumps we are, no matter how discouraged we are, lift up your voice to God in prayer. Ask for his help. And he will help you. He will help us. He's always there, ready and willing. All we do is just ask him. And if he doesn't give us right now what we want, he'll give it to us at a time that he knows is best for us, that we're more appreciated and utilize it better. And if he doesn't give us what we want, he'll give us something better, because what we're asking is not for our own good. Let's not think that God is stingy, that God doesn't hear us, that God doesn't care. That's not the case at all. God dearly loves us. And remember, there's no such thing as a long-distance call with God. God is always everywhere with us. And not only that, but we have on our prayer phone, when we can pray to God, unlimited minutes. Talk as long as you want to God. And why do we pray to God? First and foremost, we owe it to him. He's our creator and Lord. He created us out of nothing. He keeps us in existence. Everything we gift of God. We owe it to Him. Number two, we should thank God for His many gifts and blessings. Thank Him. Number three, we should ask pardon for our sins. Ask Him to forgive us for the times we offended Him. A contrite and humble heart God will not despise. And lastly, let us petition God for all of our spiritual and temporal needs. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Right after the last gospel, we're praying the last gospel. As soon as we're done, I'm going to take my chasuble manacle off. The servers will get my coat. And at that time, those to be confirmed should come to the communion rail, and sponsors stand right behind them. They were prayed to Him, to the Holy Ghost, to being Creator, and then we'll go through the confirmation. Now, when I ask you your name, it's your confirmation name. So if your name is George, and your confirmation name is going to be Martin, I'm going to say, what is your confirmation name? Don't say George. Say Martin, whatever your confirmation name is. Okay? I don't need to know your own personal name. It doesn't matter. I need your confirmation name. Confirmation name. Confirmation name. Okay, we got that. So, when you confirm, remember, ask our Blessed Mother to help you to be properly disposed. Our Blessed Mother was there on Pentecost when the Holy Ghost descended upon the apostles and disciples. And she can help you also in this special moment when you receive the sacrament of confirmation.